watch movies and dance to the plot, pointing out details directors forgot. Now that you're moving away in a couple of weeks, you'll be gone, and then it will be fall. What's wrong? Nothing at all. With this second junior, she gone through that car.
It's all gone.
But the feeling has faded away. If you come back, it won't be the same at all.
It's okay.
I don't need to go away. It's the fact that it matters if I don't want to take it.
What's wrong?
Nothing at all. There's a hole in your spine, and I wish you were here right now.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CKXU 88.3 FM. Yes, moving into the emo vibes here tonight, which I am very, very grateful for. Feels like a big ol', like, weighted blanket, maybe. Or, I don't know, I don't got the mind friggin' capacity to come up with any cool metaphors right now. Yeah, it's a 60-minute stage dive. We are over halfway through the show here. And I'm getting to an interesting spot with my playlist because I'm like, I'm not too sure on the math on how much more I need to talk. But I do just want to keep ripping tunes. And if that means I add one, I think that just means I have to add one. Anyways, speaking of music, the songs you just heard in reverse chronological order were Or Something by Leon's Getting Larger. That's another fantastic Manitoba-based band. Winnipeg-based band. Let's go further there. I'm a huge fan of those guys. I had the pleasure of playing a few gigs with them, with my old band, and they're just sweethearts. They've been able to do some really big things with their band and playing other festivals and stuff. They actually just got announced for Winteruption out in Winnipeg, which would be very, very cool. Another band that's playing, I think it's also called Winteruption. I'm not very familiar with the festival, but it looks like they do a couple different cities, maybe. Yarbo, who I've played on the show before, just got announced for that. And the reason I remember that is because Open Mike Eagle is also playing that festival. And it's like, oh my gosh, Yarbo's gonna open for Open Mike Eagle. It's gonna be the craziest show ever. Obviously, that's not how it's gonna be set up, unless the festival runners are really cool. but it's just really cool to see some friends do some big things. Speaking of friends, song before Leon's was Number One Fan by Pomeranian Fight Club. It's the second time I featured him on the show here, which means I must really like him because I've only had three shows and they've been played twice. That song was called Number One Fan. It's off of their album Dogs at the Farm. I remember, so I'll tell a little story about that song. So it was their last ever gig, and they asked my old band to play with them, and it was like, holy cow, that's freaking awesome. So we played, and they closed, and they played that song, and at that point, the song hadn't been released yet. And I remember moshing my brains out. I think I got like hit in the face or something at some point. Whatever. It was all low key. You know how it go. And we all went back to their place for like a fire afterwards. And, you know, everyone had a few libations, if you get what I'm saying. And I just turned to the lead singer, Chris, who's the guitarist too. And I was just like, yo, man, I think it was like the fourth song you guys played. What song is that? And then I like kicked these boys off into like some makeshift argument about the set list that night. And the funny thing is that we stole their set list that night, like 4 BPM, like me and the boys. And it's still hung up. It's not hung up in my house anymore because the house isn't my house anymore. I think I gave it to Owen. So somewhere that set list exists, and we could come to the conclusion that the song they played was Number One Fan in that moment when we were all around the fire. However, now that the song's released, I just know that's what it was. What a tangent. Aren't you so happy I told that story? Gosh, I'm happy I told that story. Song before that, well, it was like I kind of like blended them into each other because, you know, I'm a radio guy. Nuvo by Spanish Love Songs, and I just let that feed right into sequels, remakes, and adaptations. Those songs are track one, track two on the album Schmaltz, which is a really good album. This is late in the show to bring this up, but I will say, if you want to send me a text message here in Booth, 778-782-2537. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you're having for dinner or had for dinner. Let me know what you're getting up to this weekend. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm getting up to this weekend. Polygonia, Techno Wizard, is playing Platform 9 tomorrow night. And I'm just so excited. Proper rave. It's going to finish at 6 in the morning. I am so excited to go. I'm a little worried about if I'm going to be able to make it till 6 a.m. But I'm young, man. I, like, have to make it. So, yeah. Maybe if anyone's going that's listening to this, give me a text. Text 778-782-2573. Okay. I'm going to play you a show promo here at the station. You're going to hear exactly what it is. I think it shouldn't be in Italian, but I know that these guys only play Italian music, which is super cool. Soul Italiano, 2 p.m. on Sundays. Okay. I'm going to shut up. There's going to be a lot more music. Oh, little thing. Pomeranian Fight Club disbanded, and then the bassist made this other band called Alec Arms, and you're going to hear Identity Crisis by Alec Arms up next here. Anyways, first, really quick, a show promo. Keep it locked.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancor fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Lace.
All right, I'm making an executive decision here. You're listening to the 60-Minute Stage Dive, where we fly off the cuff, baby. CJSF 90.1, CKXU 88.3 FM. Yeah, I had another song ready to play, but it would put me over, and the last two songs are just chef's kiss, you know what I'm saying? So let's see if I can fill some air real quick. So what can we talk about? I want to talk baseball real quick. I want to give a big thumbs down to the Boston Red Sox. You guys, you had one job, guys. You're supposed to take out the Yanks. Here we are. You know what I mean? So if you want to see a man have a heart attack, you just text me while the Jays play the Yankees, and you'll get some opinions. You know what I mean? I've been to New York. I've had the pizza, I've had a hot dog, I know the vibe, but it's not going to matter much come next week. I don't even know what day game one is. I think it's and there's no way it's Wednesday. Let's get the old MLB app rolling here. Let's see, when is game one? Saturday. Oh, look out. I am going to be crispy coming off the rave. I'm going to be watching that game in bed. Because for once, so far this semester, I got a weekend with no homework. Because, I'll reiterate, I did so good on my math midterm. Holy crap. This is like, you guys are like my therapist right now. You know, I'm just spitting. What else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about how a good friend of mine, the name of Owen, he's taking art commissions at the moment. If you need a poster, if you need a band logo, whatever, you're going to want to hit up glass.silver.designs on Instagram. He might be cooking up something for this show, because if you've been on the CJSF website, you know I don't have any cool branding to go with this show. And I've actually never had any branding to go with this show, which is definitely an oversight on my part. But that's a thing. If I'm showing out artist friends, hit up Flames Grain on Instagram if you need any sort of photography needs, graphic design needs as well. Court is the man. Such a beauty. And yeah. Also, I guess, you know, if we're talking, oh, I didn't even say what songs you listen to. If we're talking Alec Arms, Eric, who's the bassist and singer, or guitarist and singer in that band, he's a fantastic tattoo artist. So really quick, the songs you just heard, Duct Tape by Life in Vacuum off their album Lost. It's like one of my favorite songs ever. Song before that, If Ifs and Ands Were Pots and Pans. It's off an album called In Pectore by Nanette. Funny thing, Nanette, Life in Vacuum, share some members. And then that first song, Identity Crisis by Alec Arms. Okay, I've talked long enough. The last two songs you people are going to hear tonight are Napoleon Solo by At the Drive-In and If It Makes You Happy by Michael Sarah Palin. Yeah, just two all-timers if we're talking sing-alongs. So, very excited to share this music with you guys. And if there's any sort of time left, you're going to hear grindcore because duh, what else would it be tonight? Definitely not a sing-along. Gosh, who sings along to this sort of stuff? Thank you all so much for listening. CKXU, keep it locked. CJSF, keep it locked. Oh, if you're listening on CJSF, the next show you're going to hear is Rad Radio. Keep it locked for Rad Radio. And yeah, thank you to everyone who makes a program on CKXU and CJSF. All right, that's enough chat. Keep it locked. More music. Just a few more songs, though.
Sitting down on the beaded impotence of New Orleans. A hint of suspense when that telephone rings. This is forever. We'll be right back.
forcing them. Okay, I made them. I promise you I'd never give up if it makes you happy.